Well, thank you, Wendy. It's an honour to be here. Indeed, it's a pleasure. It's wonderful to see so many people here to talk about this very important subject of justice reinvestment. You'll be happy to know that I'm not going to speak for very long. I am the warm-up act to the panel that will follow me, and I think in dealing with such an important issue as justice reinvestment, it is better to have a discussion rather than to have a talking head lecture you. But it also helps, I think, to have some basic knowledge of what it is that we're talking about today, at justice reinvestment, and why it's important. Justice reinvestment is a strategy. And it's a strategy for reducing the number of people in the prison system. It's not a panacea. It won't replace prison because there are just sometimes some people who commit such serious offences that imprisonment is required for the public safety. But I think anyone involved in the criminal justice system, indeed, any member of the public appreciates that not everybody who comes into contact with the criminal justice system deserves to be locked up. Justice reinvestment involves the redirection of resources from the criminal justice system into local communities which have a high concentration of incarceration and contact with the criminal justice system. It uses place-based, community-led initiatives to address offending and incarceration. Justice reinvestment requires initial funding in the expectation of longer-term financial and social rewards. So why consider justice reinvestment? Here are some very sobering statistics, and many people in this room will be familiar with these statistics. Western Australia has the second highest daily imprisonment rate in the nation, at 308 prisoners per 100,000 of the adult population. The highest is the Northern Territory, and its rate of imprisonment, its adult imprisonment, is three times our rate. Between June 2000 and June 2016, Western Australia's imprisonment rate rose from 218 to 308 per 100,000. Aboriginal people comprise 4% of the West Australian population, but 73% of the young people in custody, and 38% of the adult prison population in Western Australia. Western Australia has 22% of the national Indigenous prisoner population. We have the highest Indigenous imprisonment rate of any state or territory at 3,937 per 100,000, compared to the Northern Territory, the next worst, at 2,958. Since the Royal Commission into Aboriginal deaths in custody in 1991, the national average daily Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander imprisonment rate had increased by 2017 from 1,359 to 2,430 persons. The cost of this incarceration is onerous. Western Australia spends $558 million on prisons and detention centres, out of an expenditure of $2.8 billion nationally. The average cost of an adult prisoner is $359 per day, or $131,035 a year. It costs $977 per day, or $356,606 per annum, to keep a young person in custody in Western Australia. A Swiss boarding school presumably they're the most expensive, costs $336 a day, or $122,706 a year. And the most expensive boarding school in Western Australia costs $145 per day. So that's roughly $53,000 per annum. So you can see the very high costs of locking people up, particularly locking children up. But the costs to the community are not purely dollars. Several inspections in 2018 and 2019 by the Inspector of Custodial Services highlighted the widening disparity between the mental health needs of prisoners and the services provided in custody. In his latest report, published only a month ago, the inspector also noted that opportunities for rehabilitation while in prison were limited. Rehabilitation, of course, is one of the ways in which we reduce recidivism. In 2016 and 2017, 45% of prisoners returned to corrective services within 2 years of release. The figures are worse for young people and Aboriginal people. High recidivism places even more pressure on the prison system and resourcing by increased numbers and overcrowding. There is collateral damage to the families of prisoners and a tendency to multi-generational imitation by children where their role model engages in repetitive criminal behaviour. So that is a brief way of saying why we would justify justice reinvestment. How does it work? A justice reinvestment approach directs resources and attention to communities that are disproportionately represented in the prison system. It involves four distinct steps. First, justice mapping, which involves gathering data on offending and imprisonment rates and the causes, such as, but this is of course not all of the causes of crime, drug and alcohol abuse, parole violations, inability to obtain bail, the inability to drive or access transport in remote locations, mandatory imprisonment for three-strike burglary convictions, and the like. It also maps available services to the community concerned. The second step involves developing options for reducing offending. The third is implementing reforms and reinvesting in communities. The fourth is evaluating the effectiveness of the program that's delivered. I want to emphasise this. It is not a one-size-fits-all approach. It is a place-based, community-led, data-driven process. Now, justice reinvestment as a term, was coined in the United States of America. In the US, justice reinvestment approaches have been driven by the escalating and massive prison numbers which have occurred in that country since the 1970s, along with public safety concerns. By 2015, there were 17 local justice reinvestment initiatives and 24 at state level. The programs that are offered in the United States vary as they are locally managed. For example, in Travis County, Texas, the program in Travis County, Texas provided supported housing for released prisoners with a history of homelessness, mental illness, or drug use. The growth in the prison population in the state of Texas was mitigated by about 9,000 in 2008 and 2009. And three prisons in that state were closed. Another model that we might consider here in Western Australia is the Diagrama Foundation. This foundation is a non-government organisation established in 1991 in Spain. It created a new concept of youth engagement centres, which now account for 70% of the custodial facilities for youth in Spain. The foundation now also operates in France, Germany, and the UK. The staff of the centres are predominantly educators trained in child and youth development. It operates on an individual case management model, with a case management team usually comprising an educator, a psychologist, a social worker, a lawyer, and a doctor. There are typically only 3 security officers for 50 to 60 youths. The facilities in which the youths are held are of a minimum physical restraint type facilities, depending, of course, on risk. Many are of a similar style to a boarding school, although probably not a Swiss boarding school. The facilities can cater for a majority of 16 to 17-year-olds, but they've also accommodated 20 to 24-year-olds. A person is admitted to the facility after a 20-day comprehensive court assessment. An individual and family development plan is created. The detention period is set at a minimum of between 9 to 12 months, so the individual is in the facility for an academic year. Post-release probation, as it's called, is usually for 6 months. The court order is subject to judicial review after 2 to 3 months, and the prosecutor reviews the order and visits the facility after 6 months. Now, that's what happens in Spain and in other places in Europe. What about here in Western Australia? The leading agency for justice reinvestment in WA is Social Reinvestment WA. It brings together a coalition of 20 not-for-profit groups. There are 21 non-government-run programs and 11 government-funded services in Western Australia and 4 nationwide programs offering various contributions to justice reinvestment. The Wirrupunda Foundation is an example of an agency which runs a collection of rehabilitative, diversionary and education programs. Another example of a justice reinvestment program in this state is the Law Project of the Law Society of Western Australia, facilitated by Millennium Kids. It focuses on training and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander youth leadership. And the whole idea is to develop a human-centred design in high-risk communities. A human-centred design encourages communities to find solutions. The Law Project's focus is on youth, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander leadership, cultural appropriateness, capacity building, and local communities. The Law Youth Leadership Team have all completed, mentored or facilitated Millennium Kids leadership training programs. The Law Project's approach is to allow people in identified local communities to find solutions to their problems. Remember what I said, it's not about imposing a solution, it's about ensuring that communities are part of finding the solution. Now, for example, the Armidale Project identified fare evasion and consequent accumulating fines as a problem. They developed a phone app which allowed young people to look up the status of their fines and make contributions towards paying them off. Work was found for them to pay off fines, and they were taught to better manage their finances and add credit to their smart riders. They also developed a short film on this subject. Now, by way of conclusion, a justice reinvestment approach provides an alternative to detention and imprisonment, which is focused on changing behaviour and reducing recidivism, both of which are in the public interest. Its focus is on building communities and social capacity, particularly in our youth and Aboriginal communities. The challenges for justice reinvestment initiatives would appear to be twofold, and perhaps these are things that can be discussed in the panel discussion which follows. First, to work in partnership with communities rather than imposing justice reinvestment plans on them. And second, to devise tailored strategies to address the particular drivers of incarceration in that community. So thank you, everyone. That's some preliminary remarks. I'll now call on Wendy to come back to the podium and introduce the rest of the...